Home care, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to rent a car and I can't. I tried to call GoGo Grandparents and got Medicare.
You're trying to rent a car from where?
Kansas City.
Kansas City? So we're a home care agency. We don't do car rentals, but maybe would you like to sign up for the home care program? Or it's a Medicaid program where you can have a family member care for you and they get paid?
No, I'm trying to rent a car, and the only and I'm an old person, that's true, but I can't find the right number. I
I'm not
tried.
sure. We don't do car rentals. I wish I would be able to help you. But
And
again, if
you
you're
don't
looking
know
for
the
a
number.
home, I don't have a
I'm
number
looking.
for to know.
You don't have a number for a car rental.
No, we don't do that.
Okay, I'll try again. Thank you. My phone doesn't give me the number either.
Which is it a specific company you're trying to reach?
Yes, GoGo Grandparents or Uber.
You wanna book an Uber?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay, let me transfer you over to GoGo, okay?
Yes.
Okay. But if you anytime need home care, then you could call us back.
Okay.
Hi, thanks for calling GoGo Grandparent, your personal concierge for rides, meals, groceries, and more. It looks like that you're calling from a number that hasn't been registered with us. If you have an extension, please enter it now to be fast-tracked to a team member.
I don't have an extension.
Para un operador que hable español, presione 4.
If you are a registered caller or are calling on behalf of a registered caller, please press 1. If you're new to GoGo Grandparent and would like to learn more or even maybe register, please press 2. If you're calling on behalf of a group of people and you are interested in getting brochures or other informational materials mailed to you, please press 3. Press 7 to learn more about meal delivery from local restaurants to your home. Press 8 to learn more about getting home supplies and groceries delivered from local markets or supermarkets to your home.
Please stay on the line while we connect you to the next available operator.
This call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. You are number 1.
Thank you for calling GoGo. This is Jake. Can I have your name, please?
May you have my number?
Thank you for calling. Yeah,
hello?
I have your number here. How can I help you?
I'm trying to rent a car.
Sorry?
I'm trying to rent a car.
To rent a car?
Yes. I'm trying to rent a ride, to get a
oh.
ride.
Okay. Well, is this the first time that you're calling GoGo, or are you a member to us, or are you calling from a different phone number?
I'm a member. I'm paying you $15 a month to be able to call and get a ride when I need it. And I'm having one hell of a
what
time
I'm asking
getting
is,
in.
Are you? What I'm asking is, are you calling from a different phone number? Because it's not the phone number With this phone number that you have now, it's not associated with any membership or any account here. Are you calling from a different phone number?
It should be. No, it's this number that I've been paying $15 a month for with GoGo Grandparent in order to be able to get a ride when I need it. And now I discovered that it hasn't done me any good and that you don't even have my phone number registered. So that's not my problem, it's yours. So my question is, may I rent get a ride today?
Do you have an old phone number?
No, yes, this is the same phone number that I've had for years now.
I'm sorry to tell you that there is no membership associated with this one. Can I just have your full name?
May you just have my what?
Your full name. Let me try to search it.
Yes, Theresa, Theresa Newell, Newell.
There's a lot of person with this name. So I think you need to please bear with me.
I'm sorry?
Sorry. I need to check this one by one. And also, if this is your phone number, it's not associated to any account. Maybe you are using your home phone number.
I have only one phone number. This is the one that I've used before. The error is with you. It's not with me.
What is your home address?
501 West 107th Street. City, Missouri, 64114.
We only have one Theresa Newell here.
That must be me.
The same as you. Actually, no.
I'm sorry,
it's not you, because it has a different home address and also it has a different plan or membership.
Well, all I can tell you is that this is Theresa Newell calling you right now. And that my phone number is 816-536-7361. And that I used you in May quite a lot. But I haven't used you recently. And I have been paying you $15 a month in order to have my membership.
Thing. That's the reason why I'm asking you earlier if you are calling from a different phone number, because the phone number that you are calling right now, it's 314-501-2521. It's not the same as your
That's not the phone number I'm calling from. You have the wrong phone
number.
Would you listen to me? I'm calling from 816-536-7361.
Should I know? You're calling from 314-501-2521.
I am not calling from whatever the number is that you said. I am calling from 816-536-7361.
I can see it here, ma'am. I can see your number. The thing is, let me just talk with my lead to see what we can do. Of course, we need to make sure that you are the person. One second. I'm asking my lead regarding this one because clearly you are not calling from that phone number. You are calling from a different phone number. So, yeah.
I am calling from 816-536-7364.
No, that's not the phone number. That's not the phone number that you're calling into. I can see the phone number here.
I'm sorry, but I know what phone. I have the phone in my hand. I know what phone number I'm calling from. Well, then you're wrong, because I'm in my apartment with my phone in my hand talking to you. There's something wrong with your system. It's certainly not my phone.
No, it's not. Maybe you were calling from a different phone or like...
Hey, all I want to do is get a ride today.
Okay.
Is there
What's
another,
your
is there,
home
is,
address?
Is there another number?
What's your home address? Hold on. What's your home address?
I've already told you. 501 West 107th Street, Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. And then what was the last four digits of the card that you were using at Google?
What are the last four digits of what?
Of the card that you were using here at Google Grandparent.
I don't know right now. I'll have to give you another card, I think. Just a minute. So can I book a ride with you, or do I need to call another number?
They will still ask you this because you're calling from a different phone number. So what is the last four digits of the card that you are using here at Google Grandparent? Do you know that one?
Just a minute. It was already on file, so we have to go through this again, right?
No, I'm just asking for the last four digits.
Do you have any information about me in your system at all?
Yeah, I already have it here. I'm just confirming. Can you confirm the last four digits of the card that you are using here at Google?
I'm trying to find it. I've misplaced it here. Here it is. Okay, will you enter my question?
Well, I'm the one asking question because I'm verifying that this was you.
I'm trying to book a ride. I'm the customer.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm confirming that this was you because, as I've mentioned, you were calling from a different phone number.
I'm just asking
is the last four digits of the card. That's all.
The card that I plan to use has 1579.
That's the last four digits of the card?
Yes.
Actually, it's not the one.
Okay. Can we just start over then? Or should I call another number? I'm just trying.
They will just ask you the same thing. Because I will be posting this one as well. Because they will ask you the same thing. Because we need to verify that this was you. And yeah. You were calling from a different phone number. It's not the phone number. No, it's not. No, it's not. If it is, not be going with this.
May I speak with somebody who will just... Do you have rides for rent? Am I even talking to the right people?
Yes. And I'm just confirming that this was you, but you cannot verify your identity. I'm asking for the last four digits of the card. What you have mentioned was incorrect.
Okay, then I'll give you the numbers of a different card.
I'm just asking for the last four. I'm not asking for you to give me a card number. I'm just asking for the last four digits of the card that is associated with the account.
And the thing is that card may be out of date now. I don't if it's not the one that I'm planning to use, it may be out of date.
Well, if it's the one that you're planning to use, since this is the card here, this is just to verify your identity, to be honest.
Okay, my identity is who I am. Well, the thing is that I know who I am, and I've given you the information, and it doesn't. It's you don't even have the right phone number for me, and I can't do anything to validate that. All that I can do,
as I told you, as I've mentioned earlier, it's not the same phone number that you're calling into. Because if it is, then I will not be questioning you.
Well, why do you question
and I can
see anyway?
The number that you're calling at.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
We're just protecting the information of our. We're just protecting the information of our customers, and based on what I'm seeing here, you're calling from a different phone number. And then you cannot verify the last four digits of the card. That's the reason why. If you would like, I can send you like an email to verify or to request for proof of identification.
I'd like to talk
like
to. I'd like to talk to a different person.
So they will just ask you the same thing because I've already posted it.
Okay, but you see, the problem is that I am telling you, I'm telling you the address that I live at, which is correct. I'm giving you my correct name, and I'm telling you about the credit card that I'd like to use today, and you will not accept
that is
all
not
of that.
How you, okay, here's the thing. If ever, of course, anybody can know your name. Anybody can know your address. That's the reason why I'm asking for the card information. Only the last four. But with that one, you cannot provide, to be honest.
And so it doesn't matter. The thing that matters is that I need to rent a car for later today to get to a place. And I thought I was calling a place that I had called before to get that car set up. And I'm being questioned about my identity. I can't do anything more than give you what is actually the truth. And if you can't accept that, I need to talk with somebody who understands that if I don't have one card, I can use another. And if I've given you my name and my phone number,
they will just ask you the same thing.
Okay, I've answered it. Now I need to get on to renting the car.
You cannot provide your information. I'm asking for the last four digits of the card that is associated with your account, and you're giving me a different number.
And I'm telling you that I want to change that card number.
You cannot change it. We're verifying it's you. Okay, we're verifying it's you. Once you verify that it's you, yeah, you can change it anytime you want. But when it comes to verification, of course, we need to know what the last word is so the card was associated with here.
I can't show you that
I'm
number
here
because
cards.
Of the...
so, I'm seeing here
okay.
Two cards that is active.
I'll call Uber and see if I can get better results with them.
Thank you. They don't
Sorry.
Have a phone support. They don't have a phone support. You cannot call Uber.